Drawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
G'day and welcome everybody to Tuesday, 27th day of July. Hope you had a good Monday. Watching Ariane Titmus yesterday in the pool at the Olympic Games. How good. It was just fantastic. Hope you had a good Monday. Had a walk with the better half late in the afternoon, and the Mid-North Coast was looking just beautiful. Very bloody cold, though, this morning, if I can say that. The chance of fog early, some frost about the high ground, but sunny to follow and 21 degrees. Sunrise coming up at 6:40. At the moment, it is 5 degrees in Coffs, 3 in Kempsey, 5 in Port and Taree, and checking in with live traffic, no problems on the Pacific Highway, she's all good. Making news around the place today, well, anyone who visited the Campsie Central Shopping Centre Mall between Wednesday, July 14 and July the 24th, which is a pretty big 10 days, is a close contact and must get tested immediately and isolate for 14 days. As 67 new venues are listed and officials threaten to tighten restrictions. Oh dear. Two more people have died in New South Wales, but Victoria looks like they'll end their lockdown today. Also, in the Olympics, talking about Ariane Titmus, she's qualified fourth fastest for the 200-metre final later today. Go, Ariane! Now, in local news, police are investigating after an armed robbery. About 6:15 on Sunday, a 67-year-old male employee was inside a bowling club in Wingham when three men armed with knives and a samurai sword entered the club. You'll hear more about that later today. In racing today, the gallops are at Taree with the first of seven at 12:25. The track is currently a soft six. Coming up on the show today, what's trending? The amazing story of our planes to be powered by human doo-doo. It's a true story. It is day two of Triple M's Beers and Burgers for a Year. Yeah, it is the Larry Local Quiz. Thanks to Sean and the team at Fast Plus, the Burger Rebellion and more beer. We're going to have some fun with this. Two Triple M listeners go up against each other. If they get the question right, one gets the Larry Local Works Burger and a Larry Local Lager for them and their mate. And they also go in the draw to win Beers and Burgers for a Year. How good. The frugal fella is cheap. That's why he's on this show. He's in. And the birthday wheel, you can win $1,000. How's that?
It's the third strike. It will be
Strawny for breakfast.
One 3353, the number. You can email mid-north coast@triplem.com.au. Get us by the Facebook site or the website or the Instagram site. And remember, you can take us anywhere with the Listener app. LISTNR. 3 past 5.
The Locals Guide on Triple M with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
In racing today, the gallops are at Taree with the first of seven at 12:25. The JP's desk is operating today and indeed every Tuesday at Panthers Foyer from 9:30. In golf, there's a Stableford at Nambucca Island and Port Macquarie today. The Southwest Rocks Riders Group are meeting at 9 at Gregory Street at the Annex of the Catholic Church. The Breast Green Mobile Van is at the Biripi Aboriginal Medical Service in Mudford Street, Taree, 13:20:50 to book. And I got a note to tell us the July Golden Oldies Morning Tea at the Mary Bolton Pioneer Cottage and Museum has been cancelled due to the latest COVID restrictions. At Bingley, get a bonus Bingley gift card and up to 10% on selected laundry appliances. It's a great bonus on selected laundry appliances, but hurry, it's for a limited time. See bingley.com.au for details.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years.
Triple M. Fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing, I'm going fishing today.
Here he is, the Wormer. Are you outside, Wormer, or are you still there next to the radiator?
No, I'm still sitting inside with a coffee. Ronnie, and I'm looking out the window at that wind blowing already.
Oh, yeah, I know. That wasn't as strong as what we thought it was going to go yesterday, but it still did a little bit of damage today. Variable winds becoming northerlies to 20 knots. We'll think we're in January, except for the temperature. Top of the tide at 11. Given that, where do you think we should go?
We might sneak out the breakwalls this morning with a bit of mullet fillet and a few prawns and try for a brim, mate.
Okay. All right. And what have you heard about the brim? Are they good fish at the moment?
there's some good fish around, mate. There's a bit of good tailor. You might pick up a spare tailor there as well if you're lucky. With that push and tide this morning, it should be all right out there.
Okie dokie. Well, that sounds good, Wormer. The breakwalls for brim on mullet strips. Waiting to hear what's happening, of course, with fishing clubs, given the COVID situation. I know with the surfing clubs, Mal Demur, Long Riders, I think they're going to make a decision tomorrow about whether they're going to have their comp at the weekend because it's the first weekend of a new month. Can you believe it, Wormer? We'll be in the last 4 weeks of winter. Thank heavens!
Oh, yeah, and then it won't be long, and guess what?
Daylight saving. Don't say it, yeah.
Oh, no. Could we cancel it because of COVID?
I don't know. I'm with you, Wormer. I'm with you. Yeah, 6.41, the official sunrise this morning. So the time is coming back. It's going to get lighter earlier. There's a nice little glow out there today. I'd say the photographers will be getting ready to snap some great shots. And having the sunset's been great too, Wormer, at this stage. If you're out having a fish, you know, just on the dark there, that purpley mauvey colour, you know, into the little bit of orange and then into the blue. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, that's shepherd's delight. Red sunset at night is shepherd's delight.
Yeah, it certainly is. And we're looking forward to a great day's fishing today. If that wind doesn't get up as much as what we think it will later when they're saying it's going to go to 30 knots. And, of course, are we on for a lottery ticket on Thursday? Your reels up against the Roosters. Now, I've got to say your grandson, he's a very good tipster, the young bloke, but he's also a bit of a Jonah. Please tell me you're going to the game on Thursday because the last two you've taken the poor kid to, they've lost.
Yeah, no, it's too far away.
No, go.
We can't. They won't let us over the border.
Yeah, the game isn't at Bankwest Stadium, so it's virtually, even though it's a home game for the Roosters, they're at BB Print Stadium in Mackay, Wormer, on Thursday.
Do the home tickets help?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, the other thing is, given it's Mackay, I'm guessing, Wormer, see if you'll join me on this. They won't be having oranges at halftime. They'll probably have mangoes, do you think?
Oh, got to have mangoes, mate. Got to have mangoes.
That's what happens when you go to far north Queensland. Anyway, for the fishos heading out today, given that the wind's going to blow a bit later, you're heading out to the breakwalls.
Head to the breakwalls with a bit of mullet strip and a few prawns and try for a brim.
Thank you, Wormer.
Thanks, Drawny.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid North Coast.
Triple M and Malloy to get you home from four this afternoon. Mighty Mick on the airwaves of the M's. It's Fleetwood Mac from Rumours there, and you make love and fun. Sunny today and up to 22.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
In the Australian today, the lead story is rising COVID infection split crisis cabinet. The New South Wales government is divided over ways to stymie the spread of COVID-19 through Sydney, but also to boost the economy. Front page of the Telegraph says, just try it. Would-be weekend protesters will be met with force. Anti-lockdown protesters looking to repeat their disgraceful protests on the streets of Sydney this weekend have been sent a stern warning by New South Wales Commissioner Mick Fuller. Police will come down on you like a ton of bricks. Front page of the Sydney Morning Herald, lead story, Catholic sector calls to cancel HSC exams. The head of Sydney's Catholic schools has called for formal Year 12 examinations to be abandoned and HSC results to be based on school assessments instead, saying remote learning is disadvantaging the city's worst-off students. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. They're going to be busy today. The Oz Lotto tonight, draw number 1432, $10 million tonight.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M. Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Sad to say we've lost Phil Lambert overnight. Born in Melbourne, Phil was best known as Lucky Phil from the production team of the legendary Hey Hey It's Saturday. Phil was 71.
This is Lucky Phil.
Neighbours has been on air for 36 years, but now there are fears the iconic soap could be facing the axe. Now, Channel 10 has announced the show will be slashed down to 4 episodes a week instead of 5. Fans are fretting over the news, with Night 5 seeing US comedy Friends airing in the soap's place. Oh, no! And Pink has come to the support of the Norwegian women's handball team and has offered to pay their fines for wearing shorts instead of bikini bottoms at the Tokyo Olympics.
If the guys can do the sport with T-shirt and shorts, then we should be able to do the exact same sport with the exact same outfit.
Exactly.
Imagine tomorrow's car today. The all-new Hyundai Tucson at Andrew Mitiki.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Good morning, Rummy Stevens here with your local briefing. A bowling club in Wingham was the target of an alleged armed robbery on Sunday night. 3 men armed with knives and a samurai sword entering the Combined Street premises around 8:15pm and demanding cash from an employee. A 43-year-old bystander wrestled the sword from one of the alleged attackers before the trio fled the scene in a Volkswagen Tiguan believed to have been stolen. Police are investigating the incident and appealing for information from the public. 2 people were left with minor injuries. Australian Red Cross Lifeblood have put the call out to us on the Mid-North Coast, calling for blood donations amid an international shortage due to the pandemic. They're in need of nearly 7,000 donations in the next fortnight. If you're looking to take part, download the Donate Blood app. And better health outcomes for us on the Mid-North Coast is the message behind a big change to the Healthy North Coast Board. It'll be establishing an independent community advisory council and forming an Aboriginal Health Council. The new structure comes as part of a recent review hoping to provide better access for locals through innovation. Healthy North Coast is now accepting expressions of interest from those looking to take part. Taking a look at sport in Upper Mid-North Coast rugby, a shoulder injury to the Vikings' Ash Grieve could bring his playing career to an end. That's according to club president David Barnes.
We had a very bad shoulder injury to Ash Grieve, one of our second flankers. It's possibly a career-ending injury for him. Then also we had some rib cartilage damage to Peter Segal.
Tom Woods also went down with an ankle injury in their 19-point win over the Cannonballs, which could see him miss a couple of weeks.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with the National News Briefing. Victoria and South Australia are due to come out of state lockdowns at midnight tonight. Victorian authorities are due to make an announcement today, with schools to reopen tomorrow and a 5K travel bubble expected to lift. While SA flagged yesterday it will lift stay-at-home orders as planned. Meantime, New South Wales is due to outline in the coming days what life will look like beyond July. Deputy Premier John Barilaro has told Sky News that Sydney's lockdown could move to focus on certain LGAs.
Part of my roadmap indicates and talks about a local government micro approach, but there is a couple of steps before we get to that. And so for now, those discussions continue.
That housing bubble doesn't look like it's going to burst anytime soon. Despite lockdowns, NAB is predicting Sydney property prices to surge 21%. And Melbourne more than 17 between now and the end of the year. Prices are tipped to keep growing until buyers hit an affordability ceiling. And federal politicians will be named and shamed if they don't complete new anti-harassment and bullying training. The training was brought in after the alleged sexual assault of former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins. The PM has confirmed it'll be compulsory for his staff and ministers, but it'll be up to all other MPs and their officers to undertake the workshop, set to start in September.
Whatever adventure you're planning, Tyre Power have the right tyres at the right price to keep you safe out there.
Call your local Tyre Power store today.
Ariane Titmus didn't have much time to celebrate her stunning gold medal winning performance over Katie Ledecky last night. The Aussie swim star is back in the pool this morning in the semis of the 200 free, where another showdown with the American legend is looming. Former Olympic champ Libby Trickett says Arnie showed nerves of steel in the 400-metre freestyle final yesterday.
To not only win gold, but to do it in a personal best time, it's an unbelievable achievement.
And Kaylee McEwen is chasing her first Olympic medal in the 100-metre backstroke final.
Powered by Blackbutt Engineering and Hydrolink.
For all your engineering and hydraulic solutions.
14 Geebung Drive, Port Macquarie.
Swell size around that 2-foot mark. Maybe those open beaches might have waist-high or 3-foot waves. Water temperature still hovering around that 18 degrees. And with a high tide around 8:30, it might gobble up a little bit of that small swell. So get in early, make the most of it. Catch you in the surf.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
How's this? A fresh push towards the use of environmentally friendly jet fuels could soon see travellers flying on planes powered by human poo. The British Transport Secretary Grant Shapps, yeah, that's his name, has revealed plans to force UK's airlines to use 10% eco-friendly jet fuel in planes by 2030. Mr. Shapps wants to set one of the most ambitious targets in the world for eco-fuel, which could rise to 75% by 2050. Using sustainable aviation fuels would include household waste, sewage, and cooking oils, and will help to reach the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's green goals. Now, the plans will save about 23 megatons of carbon by 2050, the equivalent of 500,000 flights from the UK to one of Britain's favourite holiday spots, the Spanish party town of Tenerife, each year. Now, I was thinking, if we take up the same plan, Qantas could become the flying kangaroo. Dad joke. Sorry, not sorry.
Triple M, we're playing the Coast Greatest Hits. It is midnight all there and beds are burning. Well, they wouldn't be burning this morning. They'd be freezing. But I hope you got your electric blanket on. Still 3 degrees in some parts of the coast. A sunny afternoon, though, and up to 22.
He's tight with his money.
Mean.
Tight-fisted.
Miserly.
Penny-pinching.
He's a tight ass.
He's a tight ass.
He is the frugal fella on Triple M.
Ah, it is him. I can't smell him this time because he's on the phone. I'm getting the aroma.
Frugal to Mark, over. Frugal to Mark, over.
Are you over there? Over. How's it going, Frugal? I mean, getting close to being not allowed to go anywhere in Noah, but you're still okay at the moment. The caravanners are okay, but you don't want to go to the Bankstown or Milperra Caravan Park, do you?
No. What was that other one? Lansvale. There was one at Lansvale. Mm. There was a funny story there. There's a bloke that used to work for Gross Brothers that did carpet cleaning, and he lived in a caravan at Lansvale, and he came and did our carpets at home in Beverly Hills there at one stage. But 2 months later, the guy gets arrested for murder. It could have been us, Mark.
He went and did your carpets. Maybe that's what set him off.
Yeah, well, they were dirty.
Well, I shouldn't joke about that. Is that anywhere? Yeah. That's near the Meccano set, isn't it?
Yeah, Lansvale, out that way. Yeah.
Out that way, anyway. Righty-o, we'll get off carpet cleaning and murders, and let's go to something cheap, Frugal. What do you got for us this week?
Well, just before we go, mate, we went to Grill last night, which is a lovely spot for anybody in Port Macquarie. The meal was beautiful, reasonably priced, really good, but we went for Rob's 70th birthday, mate.
Rob's 70th birthday?
Yeah, happy birthday, Rob, for yesterday, 70 years old. Really good.
He's only a
youngster.
And
he's still here, he's still here, which is unbelievable.
That's right.
And, Mark, the other thing, the Grange Hermitage sold for $141,000.
Yeah, for those people who don't know, poor old frugal fella's mum actually just needed some red and went and grabbed his Grange Hermitage and put it in the, what was it, a stroganoff or what was it?
No, the beef burgundy, Mark.
The
she
beef
put it
burgundy.
In the beef burgundy, and I didn't. No.
Did it taste beautiful?
Oh, well, I think it would have been much nicer if it had been in a glass mask, you know. A 68 grain Hermitage. And she's used it in the beef burgundy.
That was truly one of your best. Look, we better get off that subject because I know you go into a deep vat of depression once you keep thinking about your Grange Hermitage.
It's depressing enough being locked up.
Okay.
Yeah, now, listen, you know how I have this continuing affiliation with Australia Post?
Yes.
Because I'm an ex-employee. We've been to the Australia Post shop in Port Macquarie. Now, I've come across something there, Mark, that's a little more than what we'd normally pay for things. We try and get, but in the big scheme of things, it's cheaper than what you'd pay in one of the big department stores.
Yes.
It's $89, Mark, for the RoboVac.
The RoboVac? It goes by itself?
You put it out and it does the whole house in 2 hours. Now, the funny story about the RoboVac, Mark, I think I'll remind you about this. One of the guys that worked for me had had bought a RoboVac.
I remember the story.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what happened. What did he do?
Well, he put it on and let it go for 2 hours, and he was out doing some gardening and came back in the house and couldn't find the RoboVac. And he suddenly realised that the garage door was open. So he's walked out into the street, and there's all these cars lined up in the gutter, and they're all parked, and all the people have got out, and they're standing there, and they're watching this RoboVac go down the middle of the road. And it got out of his house and just kept going.
So here is a special note: people who buy RoboVacs very cheaply from the post office, remember
Make
to
sure
keep
your
garage door down.
Yes,
he's unbelievable. How much is a RoboVac?
$89, Mark, and cheaper twice the price.
One of your best, Frugal. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya, mate. Say I'd be
there waiting for Triple M and Australia Today with Steve Price coming up after the news at 8. It's the Chili Peppers there, and by the way, 728 Marina with the Mid-North Coast traffic check, also not far away. 133353. Time to play the Larry Local Quiz. If you've vented before, you can't enter again. You get one shot at it. Someone at the end of the week is going to win beer and burgers for a year, thanks to Sean and the team at Fastplast and also our good friends at Burger Rebellion and More Beer. I need two competitors, 133353. Up for grabs for you and your bestie, a Larry Local Works Burger and also a Larry Local Lager. 133353. I need two competitors for the Larry Local Quiz. 133353. Let's go.
Burgers and beers for a year. Catch Johnny for brekkie. And have a crack at the Larry Local Quiz. For the winner, a Fastplast Works Burger. And a Larry Local Lager for you and a mate at Burger Rebellion.
There it is. 133353. We need two competitors. First up, see who we've got here. Triple M, good morning.
How you going, Strawny?
Good, who's that?
That's Gary, mate.
All right, Gary. All right, Ashley. What is Gary's buzzer?
Yeah, brioche.
All right, brioche is your buzzer. Gary, try that.
Brioche.
Well done, champion. You champion. Okie dokie. Triple M, good morning. Larry Local Quiz. Who have I got there?
James.
All right, James. Ashley, what's James's buzzer?
All right, I need you to say can, like beer can.
All right, James. Try your buzzer. Just say can, buddy.
Can.
Perfect. All right, okie dokie. Here's the question. First person to answer it correctly, to buzz in correctly, is going to get the Larry Local Works Burger for them and their bestie, plus a Larry Local Lager as well. All right, Ash, what's our Larry Local question?
All right, guys. What is the Port Macquarie or Sandcrocs interchange better known as?
Can.
Oh.
Can, yes, can. By crikey, that was a strong response.
Oh, I don't know. I might have blown it. I think it's not the donut.
Yes!
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 Well done!
Only a Larry Local would know that. All right, fellas, hold the line. You're both in the draw to win burgers and beer for a year. Can you comprehend how good that is going to be, guys?
You got that right.
I can't,
I can't comprehend it, no.
I hope no one gets sick of it.
No, you won't, believe me. All right, boys, we've got to put you on hold there and get ready to go to a break. After the break, we're going to have a look at what's happening weather-wise around the country. Larry Local Quiz. And the questions as thought up by Ashley, who is now getting rid of her sinus. Don't think she's COVID and infecting us all here. She's coming out of sinus. There you go. More tomorrow. Larry Local Quiz. Go, you good thing.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie playing the greatest hits right here on the beautiful Mid-North Coast. Dying to be with you tonight. Jay Barnes, and I don't know if you can pick it up in the background, but actually Kim Carnes did some backup vocals on that. Wow. True story, 14 past 8, sun is shining after a freezing start this morning, but up to about 22 degrees, looking pretty good.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone, 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, and we're trying to give away $1,000, doing the best we can. Let's see if we can give it away today. We say a very good morning to Jess. You in your car, mate? You at work? You at home? Where are you?
On the way to work, mate. Sitting in traffic. Got a coffee.
Ah, that's the way, yes. Can you believe it? Traffic has come to the Mid-North Coast in the last couple of years. Incredible. But anyway, we will move on. Nothing to see here. Hopefully $1,000 going into your pocket, Jess. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
A big spin, Strawny. 31, mate.
31. Okay, rightio. Come on, 31. Around she goes. Come on, number 31. Oh, Jess, it just goes past, mate, and lands on the number 23, Shane Warne's number. Oh, can't give you the cash, buddy, which is a 1 and 2. But a whack in the draw coming up next week. We're going to give away the wonderful fire pit. Thanks to our good friends at Bennett Steel, the Easy Burn Fire Pit. They look great. You can take them anywhere, Jess. You're in the running to win it. Have a good day at work, champion.
Thanks, matey. You too.
All right, buddy. Sorry about that. It was a hopeless spin, Strawn. Now, other birthdays today. I can tell you, if your birthday today, you are sharing it with the likes of Triple H, Gordon Tallis, and the great Alan Border, all born on July 27. The leaks are coming up next. All the latest entertainment goss. News on, we lost one of the in-the-background great members of the cast of Hey Hey It's Saturday overnight. News on Neighbours and Pink coming to the rescue of the Norwegian women's beach handball team. What's that all about? Details next. Triple M and Strotty Fabraki finishing off with the finger there from Odyssey number 5 and My Happiness. Just about it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. We've had some fun today. I'm still giggling about the frugal fella. And lucky I didn't have a hammer because I'd have put it through that computer about 10 minutes ago. And I didn't do that, which is good. You should never do that. You shouldn't do it. No. Hey, if you missed any part of the show, you'd like to have a catch-up, go to the Triple M website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Go to my page and press catch-up. It's all there. Tomorrow on the show, more of the Larry Local Quiz. Thanks to FastPass, you might win burgers and beer for a year. How good. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday and a whole lot of other stuff. Stand by, Steve Price with Australia Today, coming up after the news.